Question: can past life memories or NDE-like experiences be invoked in everyone? Could that become a repeatable experimental evidence? Answer: it's difficult, because one basic principle in science is that of controlled experiments, wherein, if you consider from the philosophical perspective, that matter, consciousness, and the supreme or the divine, so they are in a hierarchy, or so Jagat, Jeev, and Jagdish. So because the Jeev is above the Jagat, that's why it's possible for the Jeev to control the Jagat. And that's why science is very good at doing controlled experiments on material phenomena. But when it comes to subtler phenomena, if we consider spiritual reality, the soul itself can't be subjected to material experiments. Aprameyam, one of the characteristics of the soul is described. Now we could say we are not talking about a soul, we are talking about the consciousness of the soul, whether that can be made to recollect certain things. Yes, that could be done, but it's unlikely. I would say past life memories without hypnotic regression, it's very, very difficult, because those memories may be buried deep in our consciousness and we really know very little about the mind as of now. So for us to experiment in a predictable way would be difficult. So near-death experiments, there are some attempts to simulate them. And what is being attempted is that if we could have conditions where near-death experiences typically occur, say in cardiac arrest patients, so then we could have certain apparatus set up over there. So what scientists have tried is that in hospital rooms where cardiac arrest patients are there, who are often prone to have near-death experiences, above the fan, somewhere in the ceiling, at a height not completely close to the roof but with some space in between the roof, at a height at where it can be seen only by someone who is floating from above, somewhere there is a random number generator, and that random number generator generates different numbers at different times, but those numbers can be are determined by a computer, and you can look back and know which number was generated at what time. And then if somebody has a near-death experience, and if they are floating above during that experience, and they note that number and they can tell what that exact number was, then that, skeptics have said, would be like very strong evidence for the authenticity of the perceptions from an out-of-body perspective during the near-death experiences. But till now, these have not been successful. Many reasons. One primary reason would be that for most people, unless they have had 2-3 near-death experiences before, which would mean that they would have 2-3 close shaves with death, which is itself not so common. So for first time, if somebody has a near-death experience, that itself is so disorienting. So that itself can be so disorienting that people may end up not noticing much. And to notice a number somewhere above is just the fact they would be much more interested in looking at their own bodies and what is happening to their bodies. So if this works out, this has been tried at some places, that is the closest we could come to a repeatable experiment. not so much repeatable, but we create conditions where it might be, it might repeat, it might occur, and then we could test. Thank you.